this afternoon I have my final session of Reiki, and it's the week 6. And from the beginning, I decided that I would do 6 weeks, because that's what I was told when I learned Reiki is kind of optimal kind of session or intensive that you should do, where 6 weeks seems to be long enough that you get the full flavor of the Reiki, but not too long that you become jaded or become reliant on it. And I definitely think I'm glad I did the 6 weeks, because had I just done it 1 or 2 weeks, I wouldn't have got the full experience. Like, I had weeks where I had pure ecstasy, other weeks where I felt totally drained, some weeks where nothing happened. And had I just gone once, that's what I would have associated Reiki with. And if I had went once and I've just had that draining experience, then I'm just going, oh, Reiki's not for me, it's not draining. So, 6 weeks, if you're thinking of doing it, is probably a good kind of ballpark amount of sessions to do, or six sessions, 6 weeks. The thing that I was kind of, when I started the Reiki, when I went into this kind of session, what I wanted was not to go in with too many expectations of life-changing kind of stuff. You know, just see, go with it, enjoy the full woo of it, like, completely engage with it as it is, but not to think that it will change your life or whatever. Because the first time I did it, or had something similar to this, was when I was 20, in my early 20s. And I think I had too much expectations on Reiki. And when I did the 6 weeks, then at the end of it, I didn't feel, again, I had a lot of experiences and all that, but I didn't feel that I was in any different a position in my life, in my emotions or in my healing or whatever it is, than I was before the 6 weeks. Certainly something happened, and so I did experience things, but whether it added to my overall to my life or not is debatable. I would say probably no, but it's hard to really quantify these things, I guess. And that's where I feel right now. Right now, I feel about as low and as bad as I've ever felt in my life. And it's kind of similar to what I felt before I went to Reiki, and I was hoping that the Reiki would in some way help me with that. And while there was revelations about different things that I can look into, and different ideas around what kind of problems or what kind of things that are causing these problems and all that, I'm not sure whether I'd say anything has changed, or that life in any way is better because of the Reiki or any of these things. Now, I am spending an awful lot more time in nature. As you can see, this is lovely. So that definitely has changed. But whether the Reiki was a catalyst for that or not, it's hard to know. And that's why it's hard to quantify these things, because you don't really know what is making the impact and what isn't. So while I've one session left, I'm not really, to be honest, not really expecting too much from it, because I think the work of whatever it was that the Reiki was doing has been done. I don't want to totally dismiss it either, because it might be something that I will only see in hindsight, or when I have a bit of time between having done it and then, you know, kind of absorb it and consolidate all the stuff into it. And I have some work to do around certain things that came up during the Reiki. So that's kind of where I'm at the minute, kind of feeling that I definitely don't feel it was pointless, or I shouldn't have went, or any of those things. I'm delighted I went, I had a great time, and the Reiki healer herself was wonderful and had some good things. I got some clarity around some certain things, but it's just that kind of idea of that nothing has changed. Wilder have, like, maybe a bit of clarity or a bit of insight or whatever. I'm still me, I'm still the same, I still have the same feelings, I still have the same outlook on life, I still have the same pain in my heart, and that's kind of it. And I was hoping maybe that something would shift around that, and it hasn't as yet. Maybe I'll have a wonderful session in this last one, and totally healed and all will be well. So we'll see. I will talk to you all after the final session, and I'll see where I am from then. And there we go. A very different man emerged from the healing than the man who entered the healing. I went in with a very kind of heavy heart, very down, very sad, I suppose is the word, very kind of weary and jaded, and came out quite reinvigorated, I think is the word. I was going to say re-energized, but reinvigorated is better, in that I feel back more to myself then I do feel energized. Like, I don't feel manic or kind of up or anything. Although I do feel a wee bit giddy. But lots been done in that. And when I've talked to some people about the Reiki stuff that I'm getting done, particularly the stuff that I don't talk about in the videos, they said, well, that's not really Reiki. That's, you know, there's too much. That's not what Reiki is. And I am aware of that there's more going on in this kind of Reiki healing than just Reiki alone. Like, the chats we have beforehand are a bit almost like a reading as well, an energy reading as well, more than just, almost bordering on psychic stuff, but not, it's not quite that. That's not an exact label or a fair label, but it's kind of in that area. And I've yet to meet someone who does Reiki who does just, you know, traditional Reiki, if you want. There's always sort of including some other elements and some other things, and I'm totally fine with it. Now, I know someone will message me now and say, I do traditional Reiki and I do it exactly the way Yasui laid out and all that. And, you know, I understand that, and that's good, and that's what works for you and for the people around, and I, you know, all the respect and all in the world for all that type of stuff. But I don't mind when people incorporate their own stuff into it or different kind of things. Being a chaos magician, I'm very open to whatever works rather than any kind of lineage or traditional or, you know, respecting tradition, if you want. So lots of stuff kind of to chew on and to get round or whatever. But when I came to the actual healing, I went out. I was asleep almost immediately. And that happens to me on different times when some serious work needs to be done and I need to get out of the way. And so I was like from the beginning out like a light until the exact moment when it finished, and then I was awake. And I came back out of it a very different person. Not in the grand scheme of things, but in a day's thing, from where I was when I entered the healing until where I came out, much better place, much better thing. So overall, the 6 weeks of Reiki, absolutely delighted I did it. Again, is it going to change my life? That's hard to know. Is it, you know, that's more that time will tell. But very worthwhile, very enjoyable, some very peak experiences, very low experiences, some an awful lot of changes going on that kind of came from it. And as I mentioned earlier, I'm not sure if that's just if the Reiki was a catalyst for it or other stuff I'm going, because it's not, you know, I don't do all this in a vacuum. There's plenty of other stuff going on, but definitely that retouch with nature is new and probably connected with the Reiki and a couple of other things that I've been working on, particular kind of more personal kind of stuff, magic stuff that's going on behind the scene that like that's very significant and pretty big. But again, more coming from, let's say, revelations from Reiki than the Reiki itself, which I suppose is coming from the Reiki itself. That's not to be diminished or whatever. So I'll make a follow-up video in a couple of weeks or something, and just, the, you know, with a bit of hindsight and a bit looking back and see how the entire thing worked out for me, or what kind of shifted or what didn't, or what was the type of thoughts around it from a bit of down the road, a bit of perspective. So yeah, I will go back to her definitely for more Reiki and the thing, but I will take a break from a while. I'll try to do some other stuff. I want to do the flotation tank, the sensory deprivation tank. I want to do some acupuncture, and people have been talking to me about pranic healing, so I want to check that out and see. But I'm open to any of these type of things. I'm also waiting, I'm on the waiting list for actual counselling, so it'll be that, because you know, I think it's important to balance all of the kind of spiritual stuff with some actual, you know, talking to someone about all your issues too, because you know, that's important. Be holistic about all of these things, don't just always go for the woo. So yeah, so good people of the internet, that was the Reiki adventure. I'm sure there'll be more Reiki adventures. But until the next time, be well.